Mission of the Lord. Brian Courtney Wilson right there with a brand new song. Good morning and welcome. You're in the Hamp Camp, the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYT-KQJO-FM. We're going around the world via the web at www.kaytfm.com. We're also in five cities in Louisiana and Mississippi, including Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, and Natchez, Mississippi, as well as anywhere in between. We thank you so much for being there with us. I want to let you know about the Greater New Zion Missionary Baptist Church on May 30th. They'll be holding their pastor's third annual appreciation, and you're invited to celebrate with them at 3019 3rd Street in Alexandria. Again, the Greater New Zion Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Gregory and Tammy Clark. The special guest will be Pastor Gregory Tenney and the Second Nazarene Baptist Church. That's May 30th at 3 p.m. at the Greater New Zion Missionary Baptist Church. We're going to take a quick break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We love when they come on. After that, we've got much more music just ahead. Go ahead, stick and stay right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade,
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Let's go to Matthew, the 15th chapter. And we'll read a few verses. We'll start at the 21st verse. I really don't know where we will end. I know where we will start. And again, thank you for coming to tell God thank you on this Mother's Day. Thank you, Master. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Verse 25, let's go back over again because somebody missed it. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Hallelujah.
But let's just talk for a little while here because I don't think I need to be too long. The mother that just would not quit. The mother that just would not quit.
Yeah, Lord.
I had to re-examine my thought process after going back over this passage, there are times in and I may not be the only one guilty in here, especially when the child comes to the courtroom every other month. And every other month that mother is still advocating for that child. And I found myself on many occasions saying she just ought to quit. But there is something that is called tough love that helps correct the child, but that love just won't quit. Hold on. Now, I may not get a man to say amen up in here.
Yeah,
you're
right.
But I ought to have at least one woman. Just say it, Rev. I done been there. I know you want to look all sophisticated, like you never had a problem in the world. But the church is not designed for folk who never had a problem in the world. The church is designed for folk who catching head in the world, have gone through some things on this journey where they can say, Rev, thank God for watching over me. Some mother in here can testify that they wanted to give up, but that something deep within them wouldn't allow them to just walk away. And that what was deep in them is called love. Yeah. From the conception to the umbilical cord, to the birth, to the feeding, to the rocket, up late in the midnight hour, that thing called love. Anybody here know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Don't fool me in here.
Yes, sir.
That portion goes deep into the mothers where they just won't. Listen closely. I refuse to live in this world and my children and I don't have a relationship. Let me pull my britches up on that. I don't care who try to stop this relationship.
Right.
You're not going to win because we're going to have a mothers, fathers, don't let anything come between you and your child and destroy the loving relationship that God has intended for you all to have for one another. Nothing should get between this relationship with them two jokers I got in the world. Do women get mad?
Get lonely.
As hell. But we're going to have a relationship. And sometimes, parents, we just have to sit ourselves down first. And then sit that child down and let them know that we are going to have a relationship. Don't let your attitude get in the way. Because this happens all the time. Don't allow Satan to keep you from loving your child. And child, don't let Satan keep you from loving your parents. Because when it all boils down, when the chips are down, and when the friends are few, who you gonna call on? Somebody here know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The mother gets up early in the morning.
That's right.
The mother who slaves in the house. They used to call it housework. You can really call it slave work. To make sure everyone in that house or everyone in that home has everything they need to make it through the day. So I want to tell you struggling mothers, and struggling does not mean that your bank account is small. Struggling means that you're trying to get the relationship straight with you and your child. That's a struggle ship. I'm so glad that my mother and I had we didn't have a conversation. But it went kind of like this. And it went exactly like this. I'm sitting in her home. She says, son, forgive me. Now, I didn't ask her for what. I says, you're already forgiven. Because I didn't think it was necessary to go down item line by item line. For if you're gonna forgive, just say, forgiven.
Amen.
And we don't have to go down item line by item line to give Satan a chance to step in the middle of the item line. So I said, Mother, you weren't ready to forgive me. So, well, Mother, forgive me. She smiled. She says, forgiven. On the way to glory here, y'all. So I'm trying to tell you that. Build such a relationship with your parents that when God calls them home, you can stand